and welcome to Let's Talk Vision. I am your host, Gina Perrin, along with Sybil Wolfstein and Jay Caron. We know that there is little information out there about windows and doors, so we are here to make you a fellow window and door nerd. And we also, can we start over?
Yeah.
Sybil was laughing and
I'm sorry.
I lost my shit.
The Dr. Dre was about to come on, okay?
Oh my God. Now I got ass sweat. This is great. I'm sorry. Stop laughing so I can do this. Oh my God. Never going to have lunch. Okay. You guys stop laughing.
I'm sorry.
Give it 1 second.
All right. Here we go. It's supposed to be fine.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
I'm fine.
You realize you're in my peripheral, so I just like lost it. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. I'll drink coffee. I'll try not to.
Okay, we're ready. Buzz. Welcome to Let's Talk Vision. I am your host, Gina Perrin, along with Sybil Wolfstein and Jay Caron. We know that there is little information out there about windows and doors, so we are here to make you a fellow window and door nerd. We also want to inspire fellow salespeople that are on the road on their way to their next appointment. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the daily grind with us. In today's episode, we are talking all about entry doors, the how, the why, and the what to look for when you are looking for a new front door. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
We're doing great. How about you?
Amazing.
Phantasmical.
Super excited about this episode.
Same. Me too.
I get really excited about front doors. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of things in life to get excited about, but front doors, there's something special about them. And to me, it's because it's like the eye of the house.
It's the first thing people see when they show up. It's the last thing they see when they leave. It's the first impression and the last impression.
100%. 100%.
Most used door in your house, too.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And it's the most homes, the front door is facing the street.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, there are exceptions, of course, but it is basically, that very first impression.
So, absolutely.
Jake, tell me a little bit about front doors.
Yeah. And so, yeah, no problem.
I had a case of the giggles.
I know. I was trying to just look at
the white screen.
Sorry
about that.
So
you held it together amazing.
Dude,
well,
I was like, I'm going to kill her.
I was like, she's going to kill me.
That's like a Will Ferrell movie.
So the thing with the mic, you almost have to... I can feel my breath coming back on me.
Really?
So if you can feel your breath coming back on you, you're right where you should be.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Because you guys can't hear this, right?
A little bit.
I'm exaggerating it, but you can't hear like this, the natural. Okay, good.
Right. Yeah. So you kind of want to like have your breath come back into you. And then when you go to turn your head, you specifically, because you're like really close to the thing, you are still staying, your mouth is staying in the same position. You just kind of turn your head and you keep to the same right. You always have to be conscious of the mic.
Yeah.
Once you get used to it, you'll just do it all the time.
Right.
It always tickles my beard.
Oh, no.
It gets me all
so
itchy.
Just so your beard doesn't touch, but you can almost
too.
Like.
Just nose it. Put the nose right on it.
Can you
hear me better there?
Is this normal? Yeah, but
okay,
like.
So if I were to.
Just like
the slightest
yep. pullback, Sybil, like when you do that, your voice goes 10 times further out.
Oh, no.
It's very strange. Yeah. That's just how they work. Yeah, there you go.
Very, very different immediately.
We're going to start off right with Jake, correct? So you'll get ready, right, to go into the diatribe you were going to.
Thank you so much. So entry doors, for that reason, it's a little bit different. So like with windows, there's really only like 3 or maybe 4 decisions that you have to be conscious of when getting a window estimate. And that's maybe what color is it? What material? Is it opening and how? And how is it locking? Maybe. I don't know. Like that's, it's very, very simple. It's a little more cut and dry. With doors, it's very, very different. So we're picking everything from, okay, so are the hinges going to be a zinc dichromate? Are they going to be a brushed nickel? What color is the sill? Is it going to be an ADA sill? Is it adjustable? Is it composite? Blah, blah, blah. So, and yes, you shouldn't know what all those things mean, because we're actually going to step by step, for that reason, go through what it is actually like to build a door and kind of explain our way through this process as if we were kind of in the home building something up for you. So on that note, we're looking here at the Aurapac software. This specifically is going to be Therma-Tru. We do carry a variety of different door brands. Mm-hmm. We carry Therma-Tru, I think Provia. You think did Samson?
Samson and Masonite, yeah, are going to be additional options that we have. And even Lincoln and Windsor, you can use those as entry door options. Western has a pivot door. So there's a slew of different manufacturers and materials and different things that you can do. And you're right, entry doors, there's a lot of decisions that, you know, a customer is going to have to make, which is perfect for the software system. So this is actually what we do when we come out to give an estimate with the customer, go through all these different options, explain it to them so they really understand what's available and customize it for them for their house. Because it really is something that you're going to be using every single day. I mean, when you walk up to your entry door, you don't want to be like, dang it, I wish I would have gotten something different.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll go ahead and get started. The main product that we offer is fiberglass. It's wonderful and it's versatile because it looks like wood. You can have it stained even like wood. Very, you know, adapt to the elements so it doesn't weather like wood would. But it does have that look and feel. So it's a very cool product. It's also available in a smooth skin, which is paintable. And we'll go into that right now if you guys want to get started.
Beautiful. Let's do it.
Cool. All right. So the first thing that you have to decide is what configuration you're going to do. Most people have a single entry door. Some clients in Southern California specifically have a double entry door, which brings you to very limited options. So double doors tend to be 60 inches wide, which is an unusual panel size. Panels, generally speaking, are 36 inches wide standard. So that's where you're going to find the most options. So for that reason, we're going to go ahead and just go into a single door unit. Now, if you have a door going from your house into your garage, you need it to be fire rated. So those options are available as well. We won't do that just because we don't need to in this instance.
And it does limit your options in that case.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're going to have less available options, but it will meet the code. So you'll be good to go. You can decide how you want it to open. Do you want it to swing into the home, swing out? Most entry doors to a home are going to be in swing.
And they're going to be in swing and then also, and sorry to interrupt you, but
no, not at all.
They'll be in swing, but usually people, you want your door to open. And as they're walking through that space, the first thing they should see is the open part of your room. So like oftentimes it'll be like the living room is off to the left. Let's say we're walking in looking from the outside in. Your living room is going to be off to your left. You'll want the hinges to be on the right side so that as the person opens, it's almost like a... almost like a like when Dorothy first showed up in The Wizard of Oz, and it's like a big swooping panning shot of like, you know, just bang, and it opens up, and all of a sudden you see the gardens and everything. It's kind of the same idea. So you want that to open and kind of invite people into the space that is your home.
Yeah.
So that's something to kind of keep in mind when deciding how to open it. I've never even done an outswing entry door, not that
so
I think about it.
So mainly like garage doors.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
Sometimes
yeah.
I'll do garage doors where they swing out, but you're right. Generally speaking, front entry doors are going to swing in.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Most people are used to going in the home.
Totally, yeah.
And if you think about it, almost all the doors inside your home are also in swing. Your bedroom doors go into the bedroom.
Absolutely.
So outswing is definitely the least popular.
Yeah.
Real quick note before we start building it, though. So the actual door itself, the physical door that you are moving, that's called the leaf for everybody listening. So we don't just sell the leaf. You can, you know, go purchase a really inexpensive leaf somewhere and then put it into your existing opening. Mm-hmm. We don't do that.
Right.
So could you explain, Sybil, what a pre-hung unit is?
Yeah. A pre-hung unit is basically exactly like how it sounds. Pre-hung into a frame with the threshold, the hinges, the whole nine yards to really go in full force for a new entry door system. So not like just replacing the leaf, also referred to as a slab. It's just that like the actual door itself that swings, you're replacing everything that's surrounding it. So that jamb and everything that you see when it comes to an entry door system. So we do only that. We don't do parts and pieces.
Basically, go stand in your doorway and then kind of stand with your feet on the sill, the little part that you walk over, and put your hands up and down, and then put your hands to the top. We're going to touch, we're going to replace everything that you're going to touch in that area.
Yeah. 100%.
And that's what we mean by pre-hung.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's what we're currently building as
and
well,
that's,
too.
And that's including like even the weather stripping, the little bulb seal on the bottom. Like every little part or component to what you just described is included in our systems.
Yes.
And actually, we'll see that with this build. So Standard heights are 6'8", which is 80 inches tall. So really tall people, unfortunately, will have to duck when they go in their doorway. Basketball players, watch out. Unless they have a standard 8-foot tall, which I'm assuming they've been in fine. You can get a slightly shorter, slightly in between. When you go to odd sizes, though, your options are going to be limited.
Yeah.
So most people stick with what's standard. So we'll go 6'8". And then you have a variety of different widths. Again, most common is 36-inch wide.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and just choose no style number. You know, they have so many different styles. They have SKUs for them, so you know exactly which one you want. You can just go straight to that option. In this case, we're kind of wanting to see what's available, so we're just going to browse around. They have different collections. So if you want something that has decorative glass, you're just going to click into that selection. It's going to narrow the offering for you.
And so what is decorative glass? How do you make glass decorative?
Decorative glass is like a leaded type glass. So they have what they call camming that separates each piece of glass. They can do it in different designs. They can have obscure in between the glass. There's actually some really cool videos on how they make that, which is pretty awesome for a nerd. It's encased in two pieces of clear glass. So when you're looking at a decorative entry door, it's actually a triple pane glass unit when you're looking at decorative glass. So there's a lot of different styles, a lot of different collections that are available. We'll look at those first just because they're kind of fun. You can do steel and you can also do fiberglass. We tend to customize fiberglass more than steel, although steel is an option. One thing that steel does is dent, so we're not huge on it. Fiberglass is a little more durable.
It's a great option for garage doors, though.
Garage doors.
Steel
doors.
Or your utility door, and like garage to kitchen, or like backyard into the garage or something like that. That's where you want that steel door.
100%. And we tend to really focus on that main front entry door, so that's where we go with the fiberglass. So here you'll see the different skin options. This is actually the material on the door itself.
Yeah,
so
like the Braille test, kind of.
Exactly.
Like you're looking at different colors here, but I call this the Braille test. Like each one of these has a slightly different feel as you run your finger across it, but we're not choosing color yet. We're just choosing what the color is going to go onto.
And it literally is the skin of the door.
100%.
So it's a skin that's put on the exterior. So if you really love mahogany, it has a very specific green. They're going to apply that skin. They're going to apply that skin to the door.
Yes, 100%. And you can see that variation in the graining. So what makes mahogany such a cool wood is that very specific type of graining that it carries. So that's what you're actually getting here is that style of the graining. So mahogany and classic are going to be classic oak. Is really looking like oak. You walk up, you think you're about to open a solid oak door.
Oh, yeah.
But there are the smooth options available. They just came out with the fir option, too, not too long ago. That's for your, like, craftsman-style house. And actually, when you feel it, like, it's like a vertical grain fir. And from a distance, it really looks very authentic, very unique. So this is going to be more selective in the different styles that are available. And then the mahogany is going to have, like, a more open variety of what you can choose from. So here are the different glass shapes. So you can do a lot of different types of decorative glass, but you can also do them in a lot of different ways. So our customers, some like the craftsman style, some like an oval, some just want a little glass at the top due to either privacy or security. So this really allows them to customize exactly how much glass they're going to want in their door.
And what shape too, because that I think this plays heavily into the type of aesthetic that you have in your home currently. You know, like that three-quarter oval one there on the top right, where it's just, if you can't see us and you're just listening at home, it's literally just a big oval in the center of the door that is very traditional, kind of farmhousey, kind of ranch house style. And that looks great on that type of house, but if you've got that kind of that super villain layer type, you know, super contemporary modern, it's not going to fit as well. So this is kind of the first step in the process. I guess the skin also plays a big role in
but
you can make any skin look modern or traditional, but glass shape, that's the most important first decision when trying to decide what aesthetic to match.
And like you mentioned, the contemporary option, like this is super contemporary, where like this is really traditional. So, you know, customizing that for a customer and recommending the right thing. You don't want to put an ultra contemporary door on like a very traditional house and vice versa.
And sometimes it's even more subtle than that, like that craftsman rectangle versus that camber top light kind of went down one and to the right. It's literally just maybe 3 inches different of glass, but that changes everything about that opening immediately.
It's definitely a different aesthetic. And, you know, customers are going to be wanting to customize that if they're Absolutely. Updating their door. So which one do you guys like? We'll pick whichever one you guys like.
Let's do modern. Modern's like hot. Modern's in.
Yes.
Let's go modern. Okay, so notice that there's more limited selections, mm-hmm. right? So you can do something a little more modern, or we can go back and look at something like a wrought iron.
Let's do that flat light frame.
Yeah, the flat light and the scrolled light, just different ways of putting that glass unit in. I do like the flat in this case, too. So there you go. You can see a rendering of what that Beautiful. Door is going to look like. Mm-hmm. And if you really don't like that glass, you can go back and you can change the glass to whatever you want. So, or whatever's available, I should say. So like, again, we could try that wrought iron
and also
and see like what that might look like.
Yeah,
now I choose that because it's just different, right? You don't generally mm-hmm. see like a contemporary with a skin, with a wrought iron. So if somebody is really looking for something just totally different, it's mm-hmm. available.
And that's the beauty of going custom too, is because this is exactly what we will do when we come out to your home, is we will build this door from the ground up. Unless you have a clear, concise, pre-researched vision, which we can also make come to reality, we're going to walk through this step with you and hold your hand in that process and make sure that you know every individual piece of the door, and it's all decisions that we've all made together. So
what
it really makes
so
it a lot
cool
easier.
What is so cool about that is that you know it's going to be available. So unfortunately, there's people who come out with the big brochure from Thermatru and just pick a door. Oh yeah, that's fine. We can get that. Well, no. A lot of the times, like you see, the glass is limited in this particular type of door.
Yeah.
So those options vary quite a bit depending on the size and the glass that you're choosing and the design of the door that you're looking for. So when you build it in the software, you know that door is available. That's exactly what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And the customer doesn't have any surprises down the road.
There's also some things to consider. The glass that you pick in here, too, will be rated as on a privacy scale.
Yes, yes.
Right? So I think it's 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. 10, nobody can see through it.
And you can't see out of it either.
And you can't see out of it, right? So there's all the glass is rated on like how visible you'll be able to see. Now, a lot of people have Ring doorbells or some other way of like looking out, but mm-hmm. it's something to consider.
There are peep sights available, but they have been outdated by the Ring. So I don't know if you guys I have little kids, so we went trick-or-treating this past year. Literally every single house was the Ring doorbell. Mm-hmm. And it was so crazy because if they weren't home, we're out of town. And I was like, wow. Before it was just dark. You would walk up as a kid and, on to the next.
Steal the bowl and run away.
Yeah. Like, no,
that's,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's absolutely
Somebody right, stole but... our bowl this year, by the way.
We got to find that person.
So
right?
not just privacy. Think about your entryway, too, on the inside.
Yeah.
Is it dark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have a dark entryway, clients will want more glass then. So they're actually bringing in more light.
Yeah.
If you have a very lit up house, and they want more privacy, you're going to go with more of like a solid panel. So how it looks on the inside is really, really important.
And the texture too, because like some people have like just really plain, modern white cabinets with maybe not even any hardware on those cabinets. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, then that story kind of tells itself. Let's kind of lean more in that contemporary direction. But then some people have like beautifully ornate wooden cabinets that are all, hand built in Italy with this special mahogany or something. And it's like, okay, then we're going to want to try to match that and stick with the wood kind of texture and fiberglass skin on that. So it just plays exactly into what is in your home. Mm-hmm. And are we looking to match that, or are we looking to kind of pop and deviate from that style?
Yeah.
So we can go either way with it, but.
Oh, 100%. And there's even small details like right here, you see the difference in the panels, right? Like one is more square and one is more traditional and has mm-hmm. a little flair to it. So things like that will also make sure are what the client is looking for. You notice right away those wrought iron collections are not available in this style, right? Because wrought iron just would not fit this door unit. But there are some really beautiful glass options. Now, this is that camming that I was referring to. So the camming is what holds those different pieces of decorative glass together. You can even customize that. So you can customize, you want it dark or do you want it light? Are you going to match your hardware? Are you going to go something that pops a little bit more?
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and just pick the black nickel. Just to kind of see what it looks like, but there's the picture generated there. And again, this is the mahogany skin with the oval and then a different type of glass unit. You can change the decorative glass and see different styles. So if somebody's like, I like that, but I really want to choose a couple different ones, just get an idea of what's available. It's as simple as clicking a button and just
Absolutely.
Seeing that picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. it's an incredibly comprehensive process too, and that's why, like, and just me as the, you know, project manager, whenever I get an entry door lead, like, my ears kind of perk up, because like that speaks to what I'm passionate about, is like, let's get to the design side of it. You know, like with Windows, it's fun, but you know, when you've been doing it as long as we are, it's like, okay, Windows are Windows, and in some cases, like, let's say if there's a client that has an HOA, and it's like, we don't even get to design. You have to, you are married to this style, this type of grid, this type of window, and it's like, okay, then I'll give you a quote on exactly that, but we didn't really get to sit down and talk design and really try to build an aesthetic and try to, okay, are we going to build the door to the room, or are we going to remodel this room around the door later? That's just, it's the fun stuff for me.
Yeah, so. No, 100%. Yeah. Nerds love this. Yeah.
People include their front door with all of their holidays.
Oh, that's true.
Your front door is the one part of your envelope, the main part of your envelope that you decorate with the holidays.
Yeah, true.
Put a wreath on it. You know, the
Just
Easter bunny.
Just use command strips. Do not nail into your door.
No. Please don't nail into your door.
No, but, because
it's a decorative because it's that heart of the home, right?
And, yeah, and I think that's something we haven't really touched on, is this door is not all fiberglass. It has fiberglass skin, but the actual, let's say the bones, for the sake of the metaphor, you're going to have a wooden frame around the exterior of that door. Like, imagine we peeled that fiberglass skin off and we're just looking at the complete inner. So you'd have a little wooden frame around the left, right, top, and bottom. If there's glass in the middle, obviously it's going to be glass, but where there isn't glass, there's going to be like a fiber, what's the actual word for it?
The
fiber,
the foam polyurethane.
Polyurethane. Yeah, it's a lot of syllables, but.
Yes, nerds love syllables.
So the interior.
Nerds love syllables. That's
for, for everyone listening, I have clients when I walk into the house and they want a front door, and I bring up fiberglass as a possible option, and they're like, isn't that those flimsy doors that are hollow? So. There
can
are
be, depending
hollow
on where you get
doors
them.
Out yeah. there, correct.
They
so
exist.
Just to be very clear, hollow, you're talking about the guts, you're talking about the inside.
Yes, yes.
Right, so there are hollow doors out there, and they're going to be your flimsier, not so heavy, you know, don't close.
Mm-hmm. So is that even think a of like sound? Entry doors as computers, if you will, right? Because there's a huge variety. You can get something that's really like $200 computer that just gets you on the internet, or you can get an Apple computer that does, you know, graphic design. If you're looking for something that's just really great, like a Dell, that's what we're looking at right here. We offer the full gamut, pretty much. We actually don't offer the lowest end. I mean, you can get that at Home Depot, but we offer something like mid-range and up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything to solid wood.
Yeah,
because there's kind of three grades. There's builder grade, there's contractor grade, and there's homeowner grade. And we're not builders. You know,
we
are every bit of a contractor, and we want to help homeowners, but we're not builders, and we don't really pretend to be either. So
yeah,
got it.
All right, okay. So the next thing on a door is going to be the pre-finish. Mm. So pre-finishing in California is very expensive.
Why?
There's just a lot of regulation when it comes to how you're supposed to go about painting doors, you know, spray booths and all kinds of different ways that people have to adhere to those in California as a manufacturer or a distributor. So Orpak actually distributes the door. What that means is they get the slab or the leaf from Therma-True. And then they do everything to make that unit a pre-hung system to come to us and get installed. That includes pre-finishing the door. So to be able to do that locally, they're in Ontario, they need to adhere to those regulations. So I'm very upfront with customers when we're pricing entry doors. If you have somebody that you know that you trust to paint the door, probably save quite a bit of money. If not, you know, the pre-finish is amazing. It's a great quality finish, like a car paint finish, right?
And
it's
high
quality.
And you get a warranty on that.
You get a 10-year warranty. Too, it's going to hold up really great, and it's going to be beautiful, but it's going to cost you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you, and they will also do split finish. Mm-hmm. We have talked about that with windows, so they will paint one color on the inside. Say you want a white on the inside, but you want a red door on the outside.
100%.
So, but you get two different colors, now that's going to be the most expensive option.
So it will vary a little bit. Orpak actually doesn't charge you any additional for the split finish, but with different manufacturers, they will charge you more. So it does kind of depend, but the options are definitely there and available, and you can customize it any which way you want. They'll get down to even that jamb. So do you want your jamb to match the inside, or do you want it to match the outside? It just depends what you're trying to do. So in this case, we'll just go ahead and do a split finish so we can kind of see how that works. So we'll see the paint or the stain options, depending on what a customer wants. In this case, since it is a mahogany graining, I highly recommend staining the door. Unless somebody really has a vision for a certain paint color, a grain door should be stained. Smooth doors, Paint.
Paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and do a stain real quick. And you can see those available options. Now, the picture won't generate the different color, but it does have the palette there for a customer to see and like. And then we have samples that we can bring out, make sure it's the right color for their home. But they have some pretty unique choices that really fit most of our customers' mm-hmm. needs.
Oh, yeah.
So which one do you guys like? I can tell you New Earth and Mulberry are the most popular.
I think I've done a lot of Wildflower Honey, one of them. Yeah, Wildflower Honey. I've done a lot of those.
Cool. So again, you can do that on the outside, and then on the interior, you can do a different one, or you could do the same. It's totally up to you.
With stains, I like keeping them the same
consistent,
on both sides.
Yeah.
Like with paint, it's different.
Yeah, because it looks like a wood. Yeah.
With paint, it's a little bit different because, like maybe you know, like you want the door to pop on the outside, but then you want it to kind of blend in on the inside. So like then you can do that red on the outside, or a white, or a black, or a white, or some combination of that.
That's the most common one I come across. They want it white on the inside, but that nice pop of color on the exterior.
Yeah.
But with wood, I don't know. It's different. It's like you wouldn't want a dark stain and then a light stain, and the lines in between might get foggy because of the nature of staining. It's just like you
want
to keep it all consistent.
You can have it if you want it.
If you want I agree. Like, it's like a solid wood product when you look at it at a glance. So keeping the consistency is probably a good idea. But if you wanted like a different color for that frame, like you were talking about standing in the door frame, you could. I mean, you can choose a different color if you want. You can have the same color. So this is where you get to choose that option. You can do different protective door covers when they come to deliver it. That's just basically when you receive the product, making sure that it's okay.
But to that point, it already comes
packaged pretty good.
And the reality is these manufacturers, they will let you spend as much money as you want with them.
Like, 100%.
I have sold single entry doors for like $4,000 or $5,000. I have sold single entry doors for $26,000.
Yeah. Yep.
And that was because they wanted everything that we're picking here, they wanted the maxed out of all of those things.
Yes.
And we'll do that too. But
100%.
It's a very wide range of
We'll just
spectrum.
Explain it. And if that customer really wants it, I mean, they can have, like you said, if you want them split finish and a stain, we'll do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
But it's
and
up to you.
Speaking of how much you want to spend, we're at my favorite part of the doors.
Oh, the hardware.
The hardware. And this is my favorite part because I am one that focuses on safety. That just happens to be my thing. Everybody has something different. Everybody has something different. So I happen to have no glass in my entry door. My home's very lit up, though. I didn't need the glass.
You have a two-panel option with contemporary hardware. Just kidding.
And it's multi...
Not kidding, actually.
And it's multi-point. Yep. So multi-point locking system is available for all the entry doors. What is that? It is going to be your most expensive option. It's also going to be like your safest option if it's something that you're, I believe it is, with no glass.
Yeah.
But it is something that you... And literally, it has multi-point locking. So it doesn't even lock just in the center. You can explain it, Jake, for us.
Yeah, so if you kind of look at the screen here, and if you can't see it, I'll explain it either way. But if you were to open your front door right now and then kind of stare at it so that your feet are almost straddling the door and you're looking at it straight on, and you're looking at that in between where it touches your wall. So you look up, there's going to be a little hook at about, maybe a third of the way down the door, maybe a little less. There's going to be a little hook that extends out and grabs a piece that's already installed in that pre-hung unit, and it's going to grab that piece and lock on the top. It's going to grab and lock on the bottom, and then you're also going to have a deadbolt coming across parallel with the plane of your door. So you'll have three different locking points, and it's also important to note that there's going to be a slight aesthetic difference on how these handles look. Mm-hmm. With a standard hardware set, you're going to have what's called a double bore. Basically, it means that they drill two holes. One of them is the handle, and one of them is the actual deadbolt and where you're locking it. Multi-point, it's a little bit different. So you don't have three deadbolts to switch for each hook and each deadbolt. Right. It's all operating on one switch, so you only need one actual physical piece of hardware to look at and operate on your front door. So that's what we're looking at here is going to be the multi-point lock system options that Therma-Tru is carrying for this specific door style.
Exactly, yeah. And what's cool is you do have some different choices as far as the design of the handle set goes, so it's kind of nice to have that as well. But yeah, it's very secure. It is a more expensive option, but we both have multi-point for a reason. It's a great upgrade if you are replacing your whole door. Definitely something to consider.
And then the other point, going back to the double bore, or you can have the door come already bored, and our installers are the best. They will literally put hardware on for you if it's something that you've chosen yourself. Some people like keypads. Again, so, and it's that so will customizable.
Vary. Yeah, that will vary by manufacturer. So like Provia does a keyed, or what is it? Like the automatic... The number lock.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. What do they call it?
Keypad.
The keypad.
Keypad. Thank you. You just said it and I couldn't remember. But they have a much wider selection of different hardwares that are available. So if you're happening to look in Provia, you might get your hardware directly from them. In this case, they have more limited selections, but they are really nice and popular options. If a client does want something like that, though, of course they could supply it and we'll install it when we do the installation of the door.
Yeah, because I had a client who wanted like he wanted a giant 8-foot door, I think by 6-foot double door as well.
Wow.
And he wanted the big 8-foot door, 6-foot pull bars. So like just a giant bar on the door.
Yeah, those are beautiful.
So obviously that's cool hardware, but there's no locking mechanism on that hardware. Right. So we had to do this custom for him, but it was not a problem. He brought his own hardware. It's like a little fingerprint thing. I think it was either fingerprint or a touchpad or some combination of the two, maybe. But we were able to install that in a single bore, which is just one hole, and that operated the deadbolt, and then the pull bars is just what they use. So they would pull up with their phone on the way up to walking up through the door. They would just click, unlock the door, and they would grab that pull bar, open up, and it was a dream.
Slick. That is so cool.
Oh, it was very cool. Very cool. And the only reason we were actually able to, so that was the crazy big one. We had to, it was 6 foot 8 by 3 foot, and we had to blow it all out and we'd do it all this crazy thing. Wow. But he didn't have a budget because they had Jamie Foxx come in, do shoot a scene for some vampire movie that he did recently.
Cool.
Yeah, so they were shooting it in his house, and Jamie Foxx literally ran through this guy's entry door. They talked about it beforehand,
cool.
Of like, listen, I'm going to run through your entry door. I'm going to blow it off the hinges. Then I'm going to run through your patio door. I'm going to shatter all of the glass in there. I'm going to run into your pool, and I'm going to kill this vampire. That's the scene.
Wow.
And the guy was like, what are you gonna do? Like, I already signed the paper. And he goes, no, don't worry, we're gonna give you a budget for the rest of your doors, and we're gonna do this right. And so he ended up having like I think 50 grand to spend on like two doors. So he was like, I want the pull bars, I want the fingerprints, I want them 8 feet tall. Put it, I don't care if you have to put an engineering post just to keep my house from falling down.
We're doing
it. Absolutely. So then we did that whole thing, and it was a blast.
Nice.
But
that's awesome.
But yeah, so that just plays into how custom we can get, both on the hardware side of things and just how the door is built, installed, the sizes of it, all of it.
Very custom.
Mm-hmm.
What I will point out, if the customer is picking out their own hardware and they are supplying it for us the day of install and we put it on, we will always ask them in the home, great, but what color is your hardware going to be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why that's important... because most people want the hinges of their door to match the color of their hardware.
Yes.
So if somebody tells me I'm buying bronze hardware or I'm buying black hardware, I can, when we build the door, we can make those hinges, because remember, it's coming as a pre-hung unit.
Yeah.
So your door is already coming with the hinges. Typically, people want them to match.
Yeah, no, 100%. These are the standard options. The most popular are the Ulta and then the Stockholm, depending if you want to go contemporary or a little more traditional. And those are available in the vintage bronze, which is basically black, and then the satin nickel or brush nickel. So again, if you're doing brush nickel caming, probably want to match that to the hardware, want to match it to the hinges.
Right.
So I think we actually chose the darker, huh? For the caming.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, and a couple different options for the back set, for where that door actually installs. So if they're supplying their own hardware, basically they just need this information for when they're shopping around. In our case, we just go standard. There are some available options on different styles of doors. So if you want like a dog door, for instance, or a mail slot, you can get those cutouts and get them from the manufacturer. So it's kind of cool to have that customization as well.
I don't think I've ever done... a mail slot, now
I've
that I think
one.
About it. You did one mail slot? Are people still doing
one.
That?
So fun fact, we had an HOA that required it to be like on its side like that.
What?
Yeah,
okay.
Instead of like this. It was just an interesting thing that we did. But
It can be done. It can be done. It's not so common today. But
especially with everything going digital.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
With the male slots. And same thing with the peepholes. Is peepholes are, like you said, kind of a thing of the past.
I mean,
for example, this door can't have a peephole on it because if you think about where the peephole would be, it's glass. And unless you've got a highly specialized drill bit and a highly specialized person operating it,
probably not a good idea.
No chance that you're going to be able to get a peephole in there.
Absolutely still available, though. And I still do them. And they actually will provide a peephole at standard height.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also
an ADA height. So it's 60 and 48, I believe. Yeah.
So that is nice for people that still are used to that in their doors.
So the special note box, you can put peep site at whatever you want, right? So they will customize a lot of things for you. A lot of them are standard options depending on, you know, what they have available.
Yeah.
But we can always, if we know that it's possible, right? Because they do limit the selection that they put in their software system. So there are some options that are available or that they can do. They're just not going to tell you they can do them. Mm-hmm. If you know that it is an option, you can put it in the notes and they'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's also important to plays into why you are going to want somebody in your corner to go ahead and call the manufacturer on your behalf and say.
Didn't we have one of those the other day?
Yeah, we just had somebody
who was that issue? I forget.
So they wanted a peephole, and remember that first configuration that we chose with like the three pieces of glass?
The modern.
So it was modern, so it looked like there were three big chunks of glass from top to bottom in the customer's view, but they didn't realize that that's all one piece of glass with putty, with like, we call it putty bars, basically. Basically, it's just something that makes it look
grids
like...
grids over top.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like really thick grids in a sense.
And somebody told them they could have a peep site. And I was like, no, maybe that's possible. But we called the factory and they're like, no go. Mm-mm. That's not happening.
We called the manufacturer directly. And we don't want to play the game of, we overpromise, underdeliver. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And we'll figure out how later. Like, no, we are going to do this and we're going to do it right.
100%.
So we went ahead and called our manufacturer's rep at Orapak. We had an answer for them within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And we were able to tell them that whoever that person was that told them that peephole is possible, they probably didn't call the manufacturer and ask if that was
the case
because it's not
possible. By
the way,
shout out to Brian Kippen, our Orapak rep. He's amazing.
Brian's the man.
Yeah.
Give 100%. It up to Brian.
And that is the beauty of software systems today.
Yeah.
100%.
And that's why sometimes we'll
bring
in...
Makes everyone's life so much easier.
Because we'll know right away if they're able to do something or they're not able to do something, or what is available or what's not, size limitations, all sorts of things that you run into. I don't mind as much when a customer has pictures, even from Pinterest, of like a front door that they want when I show up, because at least we have a starting point of like the look.
Yeah.
Do you want a craftsman
door?
What are you looking for? Because there are so many options. The look is very important to know which
100%.
What look that you want.
Yeah.
Now, fiberglass is the most of what we do.
It's the most common because it's going to hold up really well, has a great warranty, installs beautifully. There's a lot of benefits to the customer where they're not spending an arm and a leg. I mean, it's not going to be cheap, but it's not going to be ridiculous, right? Mm-hmm. If you go solid wood, you just remember we did that Cypress door for the one guy?
I did
and
a
it was
solid
like
wood.
$7,000 for a side door because it was just solid Cypress. I mean, you can do that. That's available and out there, and we'll help you if that's what you need. But generally speaking, people want something that they can walk through every day, they can love looking at, and it's going to lock securely and it's going to function well.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, wood's a live species, so when you're talking about wood, it's a product you will have to maintain.
Definitely. Wood expands and contracts, you know, with the different weather. If you have sun beating down on it, it's going to need more attention than not, you know, so there's a lot of really cool benefits to fiberglass. It's definitely the bulk of what we do.
Yeah, and by bulk, I feel like it's like probably 90%.
I would say that's
probably
about
close
accurate.
To that. I mean, it's and maybe even wood. I'm not even sure if that's the second. I think wood clad. I've done a couple entry doors for someone in wood clad, and they're really good because if you like, I had a customer who had like a cabin up in the woods, and their entry door was 28 inches wide.
Yeah.
So like Therma-Tru, the only options they had were just a singular thick slab of fiberglass. Literally, that's it.
Right.
And so Windsor was at least able to build kind of like a hybrid French door that worked as an entry door, kind of just like a, think of like a 2/3 of the door was glass. The bottom the bottom third had a cool
beautiful
little paneling
option.
System on it. A couple of grids in the middle, just modern farmhouse, bang, done.
Yeah.
So that's a specific case where that was really the only option. option they had. But it works. It's not like their backs were against the wall. Like, that's a
we
great
also
door.
We offer steel. Oh, so yeah. There's steel door options. They have some really cool things too. Like, their glass can open up, so you have ventilation. Might get some bugs in, but it's really cool.
Yep.
So lots of different choices out there. But definitely 90% is going to be fiberglass.
And then what about a storm door or retractable screen? Don't they do a retractable screen?
So they do offer a retractable screen option. And that's a great way to go for a lot of customers that like to leave their door open, get a cross breeze. You know, you don't see it. You can use it and put it away and it's not there anymore. Mm-hmm. Storm doors, I feel like you're from the East Coast. It's probably a lot more common back from back there.
We all have storm doors back on the East Coast for sure.
Yeah. I was born in Southern California, not as common.
Yeah, we all got storm doors in case there's a storm.
It's true. So my storm door on my house in Pennsylvania is glass.
Yep.
But then as soon as it's springtime, you take the glass out and the screen goes in it. So it becomes a screen door then.
That's cool. Fun. I didn't even know
so
you could do that.
I recant my crude New York. Was that New York or Boston? I don't know what that was.
I don't know, but
yeah, it's more like Tony Soprano.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Jersey. A little bit, yeah.
Ugh. Shout out to Penargel. My friends back there.
Penargel.
Yes, yes.
You made that name up right now. I did not.
I will show you on a map.
No way.
Yeah, because where you are in the country, like depending on your weather, is really going to dictate like what you need. But, and to that point, I also have, and it's not my front door, but it is a side door in my house. Mm. I have something called a Dutch door.
Ooh.
Do we have a picture of a Dutch door?
You
because
know,
there
I don't. We could probably just Google one.
So for those of you out there that don't know what a Dutch door is, basically imagine I take a chainsaw and cut your door in half. Which
oh,
is pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, okay.
I can make it
Mr. Ed if you're older.
Okay, yeah, I can literally cut your door in half so I can keep the door closed. Yes, here's a picture.
Kind of like a saloon door, like when a cowboy comes in and kicks both the doors open and they're both swinging
the
and everyone's staring
doors
at them.
Go this way.
Oh, I guess I was thinking
of
a different
one.
Yeah. I was thinking of a different one.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can keep your door closed, the bottom half, and the top half can open.
That's right, okay.
So almost all of the doors and all of the entry door manufacturers that we have, as long as it's not glass, full glass, right, can be made into a Dutch door.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We can. So if that is, and it's a very popular option,
we came back
really for like modern farmhouse homes, it can be the front door. So the bottom half can be closed so that your dog doesn't run out. But you can literally have the top half open.
Now,
for
how does a door like that lock? Because you've got two separate things. Are there two deadbolts? Is it multiple? Can you explain how that process works?
So on the interior only, when you put the two pieces back together, there's a latch that will put them back together to
almost
make
like
it
a
solid
deadbolt,
door again.
Kind of.
Yes.
They call it a flush bolt.
A flush bolt.
Flush bolt.
We'll put the two pieces back together.
Okay.
But it is really cool option for certain houses and just something to throw out there because it's a unique design that not everyone has. Again, I have a farmhouse in Pennsylvania, so the Dutch door is a super cool look.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy has a lake house up in Washington. Yeah. And so like they have the lake and then they run up to the front door of their house and they kind of use it like a pass-through window because they've got a bunch of kids with sopping wet feet and they still want a sandwich with, you know, Lay's and ham and cheese in it, which sounds fire, right?
Yeah. It's like it's lunchtime.
So you want something that opens on the top and you can have a little pass-through but keep the toddlers at bay. It's like a good
in-between type
of thing.
It's unique. Yeah. It's a great conversation piece. Mm-hmm. So when we say that entry doors are customizable, they are customizable.
Completely.
There is so many options. Like I said, as a rep coming into a house, to just have a general picture of what you like is a really great starting point. And then we can build from there.
Definitely.
Because it's so cool to make them very unique. And you can have a showpiece front door that's unlike your neighbor's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So fun fact, there is different materials for the jamb. So the actual doorway that you were talking about standing in and touching that material itself. But when they're pre-finishing the unit, they actually only allow the composite material just because it will hold up so much better. Mm. If you're painting the door yourself, you can get it prime, but they're going to limit the warranty. So whenever I'm pricing an entry door, I always put that composite jamb. It's just one of those things that people don't really know about, but you know, a year or two from now when your door jamb starts to crumble, might be an issue. So you want to stick with the composite. In this case, if you're doing a wood grain, I highly recommend matching with the wood grain. Looks kind of funny farm when you have, you know, smooth with a grain door. And then you can have different widths of your door. So most people have 4 9/16 jam. Again, you could just tell that this is the actual door itself, right? Some people have thicker walls than others. So you have to order the door accordingly. You don't want it to look funny. You want it to fit in there exactly the way that it should. But again, most people have 4 9/16. Occasionally, you'll need to get a wider jam. 5 1/4 would be your next most common option, but you can get up to anything really that you want.
Okay, not to confuse anyone because she's going into nerd language.
Yes. But
we've all been to either like commercial buildings or restaurants that have real thick doors. And we're wow, that's like super thick. They typically have a deeper wall condition, so a thicker wall to make it like really simple, right? But just in general homes, residential homes, 4 9/16 is the standard thickness. So most homes you go into, and that's something we worry about, and we'll rarely run into a different size.
And the weather stripping is available in bronze or white. Mm-hmm. And again, these are just details you want to pay attention to. If you're getting a stained door, you really want it to blend in. You don't want white weather stripping on a door that's, you know, a darker stain. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably just pick those things for you, but it's something to be aware of. Curved is just like a curved option that you can get available. It's really on like either high-end homes or 1920 style homes where it like curves back into the frame. Mm-hmm. Not a very typical option, just something that is available if you did need it. Brick mold and stucco mold are exterior trim options. So when you're installing a door, you may need some exterior trim to really finish it off, make it look pretty. We use the brick mold more often than not. The stucco mold is smaller, and you can order it with no brick mold. So if you're going to nail fin the door, do construction with the door, you probably don't need any additional trim in that option. It does cost a little more, so those are things that we're going to want to customize, not order if you don't need, order if you do need type scenario. Yeah. So we'll go ahead and just throw the brick mold. We tend to like to order it loose. That way we can fit it with the door when we do the install. You can have it pre-attached if you want. Mm-hmm. And then there's all the sill options.
Yes.
So you can get basic sills. You can get the true D sill, which is what we tend to order with all of our doors. Has better warranty. And again, these things are going to vary depending on manufacturer.
Yeah.
Orpak does a great job. We really love their products, so we tend to use a lot of them. But we do offer Provia. They're great as well. Masonite has great options too. So just some things to be aware of. But they all have a little bit of variation when it comes to different sill options. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, it's going to be in that mill, which is a silver or bronze. I tend to always recommend bronze because I can't stand like dirty sills.
Yep.
Yeah.
When I see dirt or stuff, it just drives me nuts and you don't want to have to clean it very often. So bronze allows you to just walk on it with peace of mind, always looks kind of clean and it's good to go. But
A small difference that a lot of people, because a lot of people look at this and they go, oh, I don't want to trip over my door sill, so I'll just get the ADA, which stands for the American Disabilities Association. Mm-hmm. So it works perfectly for a wheelchair. If you have a family member or a friend who has that sort of situation, then that was perfect. But one thing to note is that little thing that you're tripping over is going to be that fourth layer of weather stripping, which is vital. Like if you were to kind of squat down and look at your door right now, I'd anticipate that there's a small gap in between the sill and your door, which is letting in air and letting out air all day, every day. So that's why that fourth piece of weather stripping is very, very important. Yeah. It does not come on the ADA sill, which is just a little thing that I want to make sure my customers understand.
No, it's great thing to mention because a lot of people do want it to be like a flush sill, right? But there's some disadvantages there as well.
What I love about fiberglass too, remember and if you go back to the fiberglass episodes where we talk about fiberglass windows, if they have the paintability option. Mm-hmm. I have never run across a client that likes to paint their windows every couple years.
No.
But I do run across a lot of people that like to change the color of their front door.
Yeah.
So the people that, you know, because it can change the whole look of your house. Like one year you could be into red and then, you know, a few years later you're into like the really pretty blues that people make their front doors. So that's what I do love about the fiberglass, that you can just paint it whatever color you're in the mood for,
yeah,
and totally give your house like a fresh look.
And resale value too, because yeah, the front door is such an important piece of the home that somebody could love everything about your house, but they just hate the color of the front door. And that could be enough to turn somebody off. Like if yeah, you had an aluminum front door or something like that, that's unpaintable, there's no way to yeah, come to a solution that doesn't involve ripping it all out and starting from scratch. So having a new homeowner come in and say, oh my gosh, I love that door, but why'd you go with highlighter yellow? I'd like to, for it to actually be red or black or something, but it doesn't have to be a deal breaker. Is now that client can come in and choose exactly what they want, and you might miss the old color that we took so long figuring out how to make it perfect and all that, but that new homeowner now gets yeah, to decide what they want. So that's a huge way to build value in
we
your
did
own
just
home.
Just install a neon green modern door, yes, and it looks amazing. It looks I was
sweet.
Like, wow, I wouldn't have chosen that, but good choice.
Highlighter yes, yellow was yeah, popular for a hot minute too.
Oh yeah.
Especially near the beaches. It's very, very pretty.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, the zinc dichromate that is available on the hinges. You tend to want to match that, like you mentioned, to the hardware and to the caming. So we'll just go ahead and go oil rubbed in that case. And you can choose, you know, ball bearing or residential. I tend to do ball bearing. And you can do your retractable screen option. So that is an available upgrade. You can also have that in a couple different colors just to make sure it matches well enough for you. But those are just some of the options that are available through one of our manufacturers. Mm. Again, every manufacturer is going to have a software system similar to this, a variety of different options in every little facet that we went over today. So really, Entry Doors is just a slew of choices for people.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, go ahead.
No, I'm not really
I did want to point out something else. So we were just talking about single doors and double doors, but there's something called side lights.
Fun.
Dun, dun,
side dun. Lights. And what is a side light?
So a oh, sorry.
Go
did
ahead.
I cut you off?
No,
the
go
nerd
ahead.
Was like, I want to talk side light. let me see if I can get there. Here it is right here.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. So fun fact, you can actually have side lights that are standalone. So mm-hmm. I follow somebody on Instagram called Fenestration Guy. He posts about windows and doors like I do, and I'm like, yes, another nerd. And he posted a really cool picture of like a standalone side light next to an entry door. And it's pretty cool because most of the time they come in these total unit packages, right? That's definitely more common. What we do most of is going to be that together. But just so, you know, listeners out there know, you can do a side light standalone. You can do it as a package deal. There's a lot of variations that you can go with when you talk about side lights. Side lights can be directly set or they can be vented. A lot of our customers do like the vented option because you get a screen.
Mm-hmm.
So for your entry door, if you want a cross breeze, but you don't want to leave your front door open, that's going to be a really cool solution for you.
Okay. So for the people listening that can't see the pictures, a side light is basically a window on the side of your door. So
yeah,
you see those skinny sliver of windows that are right next to a front door. A lot of times people use them to peek out and see
yeah,
who's there. That's considered a side light. And then there's and the side lights that open are super cool because
yeah,
it's like one very long skinny window that's the height of your door
mm-hmm,
and it swings in so you can actually open it and get a nice breeze, but your actual door can stay closed and locked.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Nice.
And there's a lot of variations to what you can do in terms of mixing and matching. Generally speaking, if you're doing decorative glass in the door itself, you're going to want to do the decorative glass in the side panel, but you can have it, you know, just a smooth or flush or, you know, modern, whatever you want to do. It's going to, the system will tell yeah, you what's available and the customer can choose what they like.
Totally.
Love it. So, and doors come with either a single side light, meaning on one side of the door, or double side lights where they have one on each side, which is a little bit more of a balanced look, but not everybody has that opening.
Ta-da.
And then the final monkey wrench is the transom, where the
which
window's
is, yeah,
on top of the window.
It's basically a side light flipped on its side.
Can we
put
just go crazy and do a transom with two side lights?
Let's just do them all.
Let's do it.
Yes,
dun,
exactly.
Dun, dun, dun.
So we've all seen those homes with like a single front door, and it has windows on either side of the door, and then it has glass window literally sitting above it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that would be called the transom. So depending on what your opening is, we can fit all of the options in there.
So interestingly
I love
enough,
it.
I think I have to start over because now the system said too many options. Said you went a little too crazy with us. Sorry. Okay, so let's go here. I just want to see if they have a picture that can be generated so we can see. Okay, that's fine. dun, dun, dun.
Oh, Doors are so exciting.
There's lots to talk about. We'll just go crazy and pick something different. Okay, there we go.
Dum, dum, dum. Dang, we're flying through this.
Because we're just picking something super random and totally strange.
Let's see what it comes out to be.
Yeah. We're just gonna
that's kind of cool.
End with this. Yeah. That's very cool.
Just to show that you can really do anything you want. Okay, so the transom picture didn't generate, but you get the idea, right? Yeah. You can really mix and match. You can do a lot of different things together, and we'll customize those for you when we come out to the home.
Thank you two so much.
Thank you, Gina. Thanks for having us.
A lot about doors. A lot about doors.
We love doors.
Always.
If you enjoyed listening to our show, please show some love and hit the subscribe button below. And if you would like to talk about windows and doors for your home, we would love to come out and see how we can make you part of our family. Give our office a call to set up your appointment. We do service almost all of California and some of Arizona. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, be visionary, my friends.